So there.
That accentuates everything.
I didn't think it would be that funny, but it was.
Sorry.
Everyone's health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's August 10th, the greatest day ever. On the 10th of August, 1937, a patent was issued to the Electro-String Corporation for the world's first electric guitar. Was granted only after extensive testing to see if the electric guitar could be played upside down, behind the back, then with the teeth, and then set on fire. Have a great August 10th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
It's still 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. The Pentagon's delivered a proposal to Congress about setting up a Space Force as a separate military branch. NASA Administrator Jim Bradenstine says,
"What the president is saying is we want to take these amazing capabilities and we want to elevate them."
Retired astronaut Scott Kelly says he's skeptical.
Adding another layer of government bureaucracy to the tune of $8 billion initially is probably not a good use of our taxpayer dollars.
They both spoke to Fox. The last new military branch was the Air Force, established in 1947. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach says he'll recuse himself from the vote counting process in the Republican primary for governor. He has a small lead over the current governor, Jeff Collier.
His opponent, Governor Collier, requested a recusal. Now Kobach says he'll step aside. At least two Kansas counties have reported discrepancies between their tallies and the numbers that appeared on the Secretary of State's website.
Fox's Allison Barber. Fox News. You report, you decide.
Guess what day it is.
I don't have to guess. I know. It's Friday. And how excited is your favorite morning show? Greg Budell. Jay Scott.
Hey. Waka waka.
Emily Hayes, what's your story?
My stories suck.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Let's put the burgers on, honey.
My name's Friday.
And we're glad to see you.
It's finally
here comes three men and a lady.
It's Friday, Rich Thomas. Fantastic, yes. Let's hope that you have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for starting it out with us. Three Men and a Lady with Greg Udell. Jay Scott and Emily Hayes. But we'll start with a quick check on traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are still looking really good for you out there on the roadways this morning. A little damp, so be careful with that. Otherwise, no problems on the interstate systems, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, the 31s. They're all looking pretty decent so far. The back-to-school savings sale at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center continues with 150 quality late model vehicles to choose from. That's at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here's a nice story while we're waiting for Rich to return.
Yes.
An elderly couple in St. Louis got a call this week from a guy who said he was a lawyer in New York. Their grandson was in a serious accident, and he said he needed them to send money through FedEx. And he even put someone on the phone who sounded like their grandson, but it was actually a big scam. The most common name for this is grandparent scam. Scammers target older folks to find out who their, and they find out who their grandkids by doing online research, mm-hmm. and then use that information as. Did I just?
Did you just activate Siri somehow?
Yeah, she's actually.
Give me a moment. Okay. I found something on the web for said he needed them to send money through FedEx and even put someone on the phone who sounded like a grandson. Most common name for this is grandparents. Again, scammers target older folks, the predator, the grandkids buy. Take a look.
have just been rendered useless by technology. Well, now you know. Anyway, the courier that FedEx sent actually figured out what was going on and spared those nice old folks from losing $15,000 to those bad people that were setting up the scam. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Give you the forecast and we'll talk about this double feature in the sky tomorrow night. Partly sunny today with a high temperature around 90. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms by later on this afternoon and into this evening. A pretty decent chance. We had a nice supply yesterday. I think today will be as good or better as far as the coverage. Tonight's low 75. Tomorrow, lots of sun, maybe an isolated storm, but the rain chances are very small tomorrow. So if you have outdoor plans, your chances of staying dry are not 100%, but pretty good. High temperature in the low 90s. Then scattered storms return on Sunday, about 30% coverage, high in the low to mid 90s, and not much change Monday. Tomorrow night, we have a space station flyover. It's a really, really good one. What you should do, what I do, is I set a reminder on my clock, my phone. 8:03 tomorrow night, starts in the northwestern sky, goes straight overhead. It's in the southeast sky at 8:06. And it's a very bright one. Hopefully the clouds will cooperate. And then later on tomorrow night, it's part one of the Perseid meteor shower. I say part one. It'll actually peak on Saturday and Sunday night. After midnight, you get far away from city lights. Could be 40 to 60 per hour, perhaps. It's one of the best meteor showers of the year. Again, that's Saturday and Sunday night. So, 7:08 right now. And can I talk to you about our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body?
Absolutely.
I bet our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body go to Luke Wire, you know, Plumbing by Luke Wire. I bet they rely on them. I'm just guessing they do because we're all friends.
You know what? This is true. You have no idea how many of our sponsors are friends and use each other's services. That is absolutely a fact.
Most importantly, we're all local business, and you support local business, the money stays here in the community. It's a good thing.
You know what, Plumbing by Luke Ware, they've been in the business for over 2 decades.
Here in the River Region?
That is just shy of the 3 decades that Montgomery Paint and Body was.
That's madness, Rich.
That's right.
Is madness.
And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they're ready to take care of your plumbing problem. And when I say your, I mean it to everybody in this room and everybody listening on the radio. And they never charge overtime. Regardless of when you call Montgomery Paint and Body. I mean, Plumbing by Luke Wire. What's wrong with me? Oh, the meteor shower's
got me. Starting to droop on one side.
We have Mercury in retrograde. And if you're plumbing in retrograde, call Plumbing by Luke Wire because I rely on them. They're very professional and they're very prompt. And, you know, now there's no question when I have a plumbing problem who I'm going to call. Plumbing by Luke Wire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666. Or you can visit them on the web at plumbingbylukewire.com, Alabama certification number 84417.
That'd be interesting if somebody did call them today and said, I think my plumbing's in retrograde. I heard Rich Thomas mention that this morning.
Right.
And
what can you do about this?
I'm convinced that I have that problem. Here's something I just noticed. Might have stuck this in the cheap and trashy, but we had so many other important things to cover. Mm-hmm. NBCU, the cable channel, may be the first cable channel that will pay you to watch them. Because they're thinking of turning it into sort of like a feedback channel for all the shows that NBC Universal owns on other networks like NBC Basic, mm-hmm. USA, Bravo. People will watch the shows. They'll give feedback on programs and then earn points that can be redeemed for gift cards and other stuff.
How about that? Interesting concept.
Yeah, that might be fun, getting paid to watch TV. Everything goes full circle. You pay to get a cable channel. Now a cable channel is willing to pay you to watch. Working too hard is bad for your career. This is something we may follow up on with TV.
Yeah, working too hard.
And I'm thinking about you at the moment. Because you're multitasking all over the place.
Gosh.
What's the most enjoyable decade in a person's life? It's an interesting question. But I think you have to live a few decades before you can really give a good answer on that.
The 30s and the 40s are the best because the 20s, you know, everybody thinks got to be the best because you're so young. But your things are so uncertain, and you're more settled in the 30s and 40s.
It says here in this survey that that was the number one answer, 21 to 30. And I agree with you. You know, it was the decade that set me up for the rest of my life. Yep. But to get there, man, I mean, there were so many peaks and valleys and periods of uncertainty and fear and all
Absolutely.
This other stuff. And I would never want to relive it again. Never. The 30s to 40s, I mean,
it's
I had it going
it's a
on.
Funner yeah. time. It's a funner time.
I was the very white of, you know. Whenever everything just came together perfectly.
When I hear somebody say, oh, man, turning 30, I'm saying, shut up. This is the beginning of good
really,
things.
At 30, you should have, in addition to your educational accruement and everything else, 30 is when you're supposed to be ready to go. You should be getting ready to begin your peak earnings and your career. You should have learned a lot of lessons in life the hard way by that point.
And your life is over at 40. No, it isn't.
No, it's not. It in fact, there are, I mean, I don't know that I've ever had a happier year than this one. I would love to be 35 again, but guess what? That ain't happening. So you got to look at, you know, did I ever have a happier day in my life than April 7th this year?
Right.
I don't think so, but mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. I also think it's possible there'll be another day that could be even happier than that one.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. When you look back, because I've been kind of working on a column for Boom based on this information. When you look back to what you did in your 30s, it's exhausting. There's a reason why people are, their peak reproductive time is 25 to 35, because you have the energy to keep up with everything, the children you produce and all the responsibilities that go with it. I look back at what I did. I'm working kind of long days now, but this is fun. I really don't look at it like digging ditches. But I could not. We had the story. Who was it yesterday that's having a baby? Richard Gere.
Yeah, at 65.
He's going to be a dad at 69.
69.
And I think about that. Well, okay. Hope he lives long and he doesn't die in the kid early, but it's the at that age to keep up with the demands of a child and the nurturing and the time they want, the attention they need, and everything else.
Right.
I don't know that you have it then. We'll see how it works, but
I like what Carly Simon always says. I can never live in the moment. She says these are
the good old,
good old days.
Thank you. Yeah. One of my favorite lyric quotations ever. Okay. Oh, analog rain gauge boy, 84.
Yeah.
Third class reporting with 1.1 inches in the Pentlala yesterday. We had over half, close to three quarters.
I had a third of an inch.
And then last night, some thunder came through after I got home. I don't know if it rained, but it was kind of neat too.
Yesterday was intense.
Well, that was weird, because when I came on at 3 yesterday, that batch of stuff was sitting way up to the north. I couldn't tell if it was going to move or not. And, man, it just intensified into that band of red cells.
That's some good wind in Prattville.
Did you?
I saw your text.
Did you see Future Radar this morning by any chance?
No.
It's very colorful. It's fun. It's worth it.
We were cake tasting yesterday.
Oh, you did that?
Is that what the kids are calling it now?
Hush. Hush you.
That's in your top five ever. That's up there with they just stuffed that aisle this morning. y'all know what that was about.
Oh, my lands.
So how was the cake?
Is that what
you did it come out? Okay.
Adorable.
Yeah.
How many pieces?
There was a lot of cake.
Did you taste?
A lot of layers?
No.
There's Sandra and Sam. They're really sweet.
No chocolate, huh?
No chocolate. They're cake designs down that yonder way. I didn't know the boulevard went that far.
Let me interrupt you for a minute. What's tradition, the groom's cake is chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not doing a groom's cake.
Oh, okay.
You got to cut corners somewhere.
We just don't see any. He didn't see any point in having a groom's cake.
No, I get it.
But no, it'll be, it's a four-tier cake. It's going to be beautiful. And it's two layers. It's the traditional wedding cake that's just got like a hint of almond in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a really good Italian cream cake. Beautiful.
There again, it's a great example of a fun day.
That was fun, but I said all that to say, like, we're sitting there and, you know, getting to meet Sandra and Sam, and they listen to the show and stuff. They love it. And we're trying all these cakes and looking at these cake designs and picking the pedestal for the cake to sit on. And this text comes through about strong winds, pratfall or whatever. Like,
yeah, it was getting dark.
Getting dark.
Yeah, it got dark here, too.
Strong winds. And then I saw that. I sat that down. I looked out the window. And it just... Everything just dropped on the side of town where Kate Designs is. What is that?
What is what?
You go down. I've never been that far down the boulevard, like past the little Subaru dealership and stuff. Like, is that where the mall used to be?
Oh, you mean the Southern Bypass?
Is that what that is?
The mall, the Montgomery Mall, what used to be the Montgomery Mall, there at 231.
Is it down? It's down that way?
Yeah.
Have you already picked who's going to do your cake?
Yes.
Okay. Because Roz and I were out to dinner one night and we bumped into a couple
named Sandra and Sam at Cake Designs.
In Prattville?
No, this is down yonder way.
Oh, well, all I know is that they make wedding cakes, and he said, if you want, I'll make your daughter's cake. And I said, that's a wonderful, kind, generous offer, but I don't think I could get a cake to Florida.
Oh, yeah, that would be tough.
In one piece. Mm. But, yeah.
So that feels good.
And so what'd you settle on? What did you pick?
The traditional cake that has the hint of almond.
Yeah, but what?
Irish cream.
And then the Italian cream. Italian cream.
Irish cream.
Rich. I just think that's, you know.
That's Bailey's. All right, we're going to have your local news here in a second. Open just minutes ago and all day for the professionals and for the do-it-yourselfers. John Lee Paints, an institution. A local institution, 3.5 decades of service. Charles Bubba Turner and a great team of people there on Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. They put new stuff up on their sign. I got to remember to grab pictures of it when I'm going to Food Outlet on Sunday morning. Inside John Lee Paints, take it from old granddad here, that the one thing you should never buy at a discount or because the price is low is paint. Because you're going to get what you pay for, and it's runny paint that doesn't cover in one coat. You're going to find yourself redoing the job over and over and over until it looks right, and that's a waste of your time. Your time has value to it as well. Professionals quote a price knowing they can get it done in the time allotted and without going over budget. Because they're going to be using a paint like Richard's paint at John Lee Paints that will leave that perfect professional finish. At John Lee Paints, they can also consult do-it-yourselfers on the appropriate rollers and brushes to use, depending on the texture of the surface you're looking to cover. And then run down a checklist so when you start your painting project, you won't have to drop everything and run back for something you forgot, because they won't let you forget. Great customer service and a great local business, official home for the color charts for the historic districts of Montgomery for exterior painting projects. Again, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner when you're in there that you heard about him here at 720. Random Facts up next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are searching for a man who carjacked a woman in Cloverdale Wednesday night. The victim said she was taking items out of her vehicle when a man with a handgun came up to her and demanded money. They say he then grabbed her purse and took off in her car. A Selma woman will serve 16 years in prison for the 2012 shooting death of her live-in boyfriend. District Attorney Michael Jackson says 54-year-old Elizabeth Blunt was about to go on trial for murder when she pled guilty to manslaughter. And we're hitting the road again this week for Your Town Friday. This week, we'll be taking part in a special competition. It's called Friday Night Fights. It's a fundraiser for the YMCA. It raises money for families who can't afford YMCA memberships and helps feed kids through the Brown Bag Bus Program. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You don't have to be popular to have everyone like you.
Who are you?
The greatest radio talk show host ever.
Well, I haven't said anything worth hearing.
What's my story? I just got my first auto loan from Max. They are unlike any financial institution you'll ever deal with. Mostly because of people like Miss Sarah.
He was so proud he must have saved 3 years to buy that thing.
I saved for 3 years, but Max helped make it happen.
Well, buying a car is a big decision. It's personal. So when someone like Justin needs a loan consultant, I take that very personally.
Everybody at Max was great. I had a ton of questions about my loan.
Oh, he asked a lot of questions, all right.
Max gave me lots of options, and Miss Sarah helped explain every detail. Now I know I can trust her with anything.
And when he drove that thing up here to show me, I felt like I was the one with a new big block V8 seventh generation square body pickup with 33-inch mud grip tires and a 6-inch lift kit.
Thanks, Max, for being an amazing financial institution. And thank you for Miss Sarah.
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery. Itabina.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Capital Chevrolet on the Eastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bad choice, bad choice. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when you're caught in those shoes?
Crocs is filmed in cooperation with the unfashionable men and women of America. All people wearing Crocs are presumed innocent until judged by the fashion police. And now,
ain't no Croc here, only fully verifiable.
Dead.
Dead. Oh, dead. Did you know the little pieces of paper that go over toilet seats? The little paper covers that go over toilet seats?
What are they called?
Useless is what they're called. They do nothing. They don't actually have any kind of health benefits. They pretty much just give you, I guess,
some peace of mind.
Some sort of peace of mind that your
something between
flesh
me,
isn't
me.
Touching the actual. Yeah, exactly.
And here's our safety tip. Don't forget to pull it off your keister before you pull your pants.
And why do we have a whole? There's a piece in the middle of it. Why isn't that already removed? Why is that? You know what I mean?
Why we got to remove it?
You know?
Well, that's half the fun of having.
Because removing that, I pretty much just tear the rest of the thing apart.
Yeah. My grandma had a whole system for how to unroll the toilet paper and like before those things
put
were
it on
popular.
The,
yeah.
Put it on the. Yeah. Well, we've all done that. This is a bad subject.
Okay, I will move on. Did you know the groundhog and the woodchuck are the exact same animal?
No, well, I mean, the groundhog doesn't have a song about it like the woodchuck does. Or
how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck chuck?
But
how much ground could a groundhog have?
Woodchuck Day, though, doesn't sound.
Right?
That's weird.
I bet the woodchuck. Never mind. I was going to make a woodchuck as a better meteorologist than a groundhog joke. Because I know how mad you get when it's Groundhog Day.
They don't have apps, do they?
They don't have apps, Rich. You're right.
Did you know the loudest animal on the planet?
Me!
What?
Is Emily Hayes. No, it's the sperm whale. It can click at 236 decibels.
Click.
Wow.
Some people believe that they can communicate with other whales halfway around the world.
No.
Well, because of how sound travels in water.
Water, yeah.
That's amazing.
So, what?
A yawn hit me.
These are such exciting random facts.
I'm sorry. I said, that's amazing. I'm trying not to talk through my yawns anymore. Apparently, I sound like Chewbacca when that happens.
Ah! Did you know that Patrick Stewart largely changed the way people pronounce the word data?
What does he say again? How does he say it?
Data, I believe, because it used to be, well, I think we all pronounce it data.
Data, right.
Yeah, the whole thing was like data.
Do you think that...
You don't call me data. I was always a data guy.
Yeah.
So we just heard that, you know, they're going to do the reboot on that series. Do you think some of the other people are going to be...
I don't know what they're going to do. Is it just bringing back him? I don't know what they're doing.
The original data?
I imagine some of them will stop by and make appearances.
Yeah.
Maybe kind of like... A couple of them did on Frasier, and
from Cheers.
Didn't Friends have a spinoff show?
Joey.
Or like
it was very popular.
Like for a sneeze and a cough.
It was very popular with the English speaking Al Jazeera network guys.
Death to America, except for Joey.
Did you know that there is approximately one vending machine per every 23 people in Japan? Annual sales total more than $60 billion.
Who had enough time to sit down and figure all that out? Okay.
Did you know that Alan Wilson, otherwise known as Alan Blind Owl Wilson?
Alan!
He was a co-founder of Canned Heat. He was so nearsighted.
How nearsighted was he, Jay?
While playing at a wedding, he laid his guitar on the wedding cake because he did not see it.
No!
He laid his guitar...
He just put his guitar down.
On the wedding?
On the wedding cake because he didn't see it.
Man. See, if you were going to hire him for the wedding, that's out now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you know the deadliest month in United States history was October of 1918.
Why?
Spanish flu. Yep, Spanish flu.
You can go to any cemetery, almost any city, anywhere in the eastern half of the country that goes back that far, and you'll see more graves with 1918 than any other year.
That's the year my mom was born. Oh.
Spanish flu killed 195,000 Americans. It went on to kill 675,000 Americans, and worldwide 25 to 100 million people.
Yeah.
The Spanish flu was bad.
It was so contagious. I mean, I heard my grandfather tell stories how they would have carts come down the street and just fill them up with people.
I briefly read something the other day, it was one day this week, about how it didn't originate in Spain. It's just Spain was the first to recognize that it was killing everybody.
That was in my reference.
On Monday, can we do something on the...
Shut up, really?
Mm-hmm. It was. You gotta start listening.
I should.
That's how it works in AA. shut up and listen. No, how about the Spanish Inquisition on Monday? Something about them. I'll get the Monty Python bit ready and we'll...
I want to say I've run across a couple of random facts about the Spanish Inquisition. I'll try and see if I can find those and have something for you on Monday.
Why don't you do a Monty Python Monday Random Facts Edition?
Because I've done plenty of Monty Python Random Facts. They'd just all be repeats, but I could probably do it.
Just put them all together.
Yeah. Did you know, although the cheetah is the fastest animal on the planet...
Because he cheats.
Speeds up to 70 miles per hour. The success rate of its catching of a cheetah catching its prey... Only 1 in 19.
That's not very good.
Well, that's why you're going to run fast, though, huh?
Yeah, it can run really fast, maintaining it, and then that's the thing. It can run really fast in a straight line, but if something wants to turn suddenly, it can't really take that turn at 70.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, who could?
They try to stop, and then there's the poor cheetah.
Did you know that Avon... was founded in 1886.
Oh.
Been around a while. It is also the fifth largest beauty company.
Okay.
Still.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, in 328 AD, Saint Helena, or Helena, sent two boatloads of cats.
Cat fact.
Yeah, it is a cat fact. I can throw it in there.
Cat fact. Yay.
328 AD, St. Helena sent two boatloads of cats to Cyprus to tackle the snake infestation. Today, cats on that island outnumber humans 1.5 million to 1.2 million.
And I bet there's not many snakes.
Nope.
Oh!
What an ideal honeymoon destination.
Wonderful.
Talk about cat heaven.
Yeah.
And finally, have you ever broken a bone?
My big toe.
One bone in my hand.
So we've all broken bones.
And a slight fracture in my foot, but I didn't have to have a cast.
That last card that hit me, compound fracture upper left arm.
Yeah, I broke my left arm, had to learn how to use my right arm since I'm left-handed. The world record for the most broken bones in a lifetime is held...
Evel Knievel.
By Evel Knievel. How many, though?
72.
220?
Yeah, double that, 433.
Oh, my land.
That's closest without going over.
433 broken
bones. You know, for a guy who's had that many broken bones, when we had him in our studio, what he was really upset about, this is like 85 or 86, he was in town and played golf the day before his press tour. And he comes in the next morning, and for a guy that's been through all the... He had a welt. I mean, the size of a giant marble on top of his right arm. He got hit by a golf ball. He says, if I ever catch the guy that didn't yell 4, I'll kick him. Well, the guy that hit the ball that didn't yell 4 was one of our salespeople. So he was conspicuously absent and away from the radio station until Evel was out of the building because he thinks he got a good look at him. It's pretty funny. I mean, how small a world is that, huh?
Those are all your random facts. Get ready for a pop quiz.
That's right. In fact, you can win $10 of shopping at Food Outlet. Let me tell you about the specials while these guys are caucusing
these
on a
guys.
Pop quiz question. These nuts.
Man.
Whoa.
Ground beef, just for starters, $1.65 a pound. I think it's time for me to make another one of my monster meatloaves.
Ooh, yeah.
You said today was going to be, not that I'm complaining about breakfast, but you said today was going to be burger day.
And what about, and you keep talking about Sloppy Joe's and the special sauce.
Burger day is an easier day. If you're having a bad morning, right, burger day is kind of easier.
That's probably the easiest of all.
And that's totally fine. I am not complaining about the breakfast we got.
Yesterday was Kristen's birthday. Nobody said anything to me, so I wanted to make her a breakfast today, so I got up. I got the Kelly smoked sausage, which you get for $2.98 a pound at Food Outlet when I bought it, and cut it into slices, and had the eggs and the cheese, the Surefine house brand sharp cheddar for those delicious cheese omelets. I made two big omelets this morning for you guys.
Boy, they were great. They had so much cheese in them.
Well, you can be generous with the cheese when it's $1.71 for two cups, the two-cup pack. You know, that same... house brand cup at a chain store costs $3.19. So you're saving over a dollar on cheese alone to make two omelets. How about that? Surefine hot dog buns are 72 cents a package this weekend. And Ziegler Red Hots, conveniently, $3.50 for the 24-ounce package. That's huge. And how about a nice Boston butt? Only $1.10 a pound. So from ground beef to Boston butts and everything in between, including Oreo cookies, at $2.78 for the package. Those, by the way, usually run three or higher at the chains. Check out Food Outlet, Highway 14 and Postcard Lake Millbrook on Main Street in the preferred community and on Coliseum Boulevard where Bailey Grahams are sent every Sunday morning from the chickens department at Food Outlet. Now it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Here's Quizmaster Jay.
All right. Earlier in Random Facts, we found out that Emily is the loudest animal on the planet.
Dadgummit!
Besides Emily.
Besides Emily, what's the other loudest animal on the planet?
What?
I can't hear myself. I have bad ears, so I don't know how loud I talk.
All right, Eric. She's got bad ears.
Oh, he knows that. We've apparently had a tiff over the whole wagon wheel thing.
Speaking of corn, Mackenzie's cream corn.
What?
95
cents. What?
It's the best. It really is one of the best signs on the planet. At Food Outlet, just 95 cents. 272-9228 is our number. 272-9228. If you're listening on the Three Men and a Lady SAP channel, that's Aria con Tres Tres Cuatro, Doce de los Nueve Dos Ocho. We'll be back to take a winner in a moment.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are still pretty quiet around the river region this morning. No problems. Don't see anything on the interstate systems that's going to give you any problem. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are all clear. Taylor Road, Vaughn Road, and the 31s are all clear as well. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
That is closed. Must be back in session because the kids are calling to play our games again, which is great. We appreciate it. And the first player in this particular pop quiz is Sam at age 10. Sam, good morning.
Hey, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You on the way to school this morning?
Yes, sir. Actually, I'm at school, so.
Oh, you're at school now?
Oh, you're at what school do you go to?
St. James.
Ah. Oh, nice.
He's calling us from school.
Okay. Great. Great.
How are you listening to us at school?
Actually, we were driving to school and I just arrived.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Gotcha. Right.
Hey, so what's the answer, Sam? Do you know?
Other than Emily, what's the loudest animal on the planet?
Rude.
Is it the sperm whale?
That is it.
Yes.
Very good. Now, you've won a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, and you know what? You could go in and get three packages of your favorite Oreo cookie flavors and have change left over for pudding.
He sounded really excited about that.
Yeah, or lots of hot dogs, or candy. They sell candy at Food Outlet, too.
Yeah.
Whatever you need.
Sam, we are excited for you. Congratulations.
Here's my tip. Hang on to this thing until the Bluebell goes on sale again.
Yes.
And then knock yourself out.
Yeah, you get two of those big half gallons for under 10.
All right, we'll stay
well, have
on
a
the
great
line.
Day at school,
stay
man.
On the phone for a second so Jay can get your info.
All right, let's say good morning to other callers who at least tried. Marvin, thank you for trying.
Hey.
Bye.
Happy Friday.
Bye. Have a good weekend. Travis, thank you for trying. We have a winner. We appreciate your call.
Yeah. I wish I had something sarcastic to say, but I don't. So. Have a great morning.
Hey, what's a cheetah's success rate in catching its prey, do you know?
1 in 9.
Oh, 1 in 19?
1 in 19, that's right.
That's okay.
1 in 19.
It's all right. Yeah. Right? That's okay.
Hey, just well done.
1.5 million to 1.2 million cats.
Yeah.
Yay, cats.
All right.
All right. Love y'all. Have a good morning.
Thanks for calling.
And Eric, good morning to you.
Hola.
Hola.
What's up?
You must be listening on the SAP channel.
Well, yes, sir. I see. Estoy escuchando a ustedes in the SAP channel.
Well, we appreciate you calling. And did you have the right answer?
Absolutely. It reminded me, I had a Deadpool moment listening to the answer, remembering the answer for that, and the fashion police for the crops.
Oh, I just got Deadpool too.
Hey,
thanks, Eric. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. Bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Well, we learned something new every day today. You can hear the sperm whale coming from a long way.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
No rain on the radar this morning here in the river region, but there are some clusters of storms up around Sylacauga, Talladega, up towards Anniston, and back towards just north of Marion. So the showers may get an early start today. Partly sunny with a high temperature near 90, scattered to numerous showers and storms. A few of them could be on the strong side when the storms reach their peak later on this afternoon. Good luck on your rain chances at your house. The risk of storms continues well into the evening hours tonight before they fade, low 75. Tomorrow, hardly any storms around. Rain chances are not zero, but they're about as low as they get. Rain chances get in the summertime, about 20%. Maybe an isolated storm somewhere. Otherwise, lots of sun, high in the low 90s. I think we're up to about 93 Sunday with spotty hit or miss storms here and there. And Monday, not much change. Then back to the mid-90s Tuesday and Wednesday. Don't forget the meteor shower peaks late tomorrow night and Sunday night. The Perseid meteor shower just about anywhere in the sky, but get far away from city lights and light pollution. And check it out, 40 to 50 per hour looks pretty good. 40 to 60, actually, if you're lucky. This morning, we have calm winds, temperatures 73, with 94% humidity at 741.
All righty.
Real quick, I'm going to show you a picture. It doesn't work for radio, but who do you think this is?
Well, I would say Abe Lincoln unshaved at first, but...
Who do you think that is?
Jeez, I don't have an answer.
That is Weird Al Yankovic.
Get out!
That's no. Amazing.
With stubble and short dyed hair. Is and straight hair, too, right? Not the curly kind.
Oh, that was goofy glasses, too.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing.
How did you come into possession of that photo?
Yeah. Reddit.
Reddit.
Interesting, Reddit.
Reddit. That's where I get my random facts from. Mm.
It is 7:42 on News Talk 93.1 FM. This is not necessarily a random fact, but we've heard about the high nutritional value of crickets.
Gross.
Well, they served them, Seattle, right? The ballpark, their big, one of their most popular snacks is deep-fried crickets. And, I mean, they just look like big crickets that have been deep-fried, and people eat them like crazy. Now they're talking about putting them into frozen foods.
I'm hungry. There's nothing to eat.
Hey, kid, take a listen.
What's that?
That's the sound of digestive health.
I don't know what that means.
Here, have some all-new Hot Crickets.
What?
Hot Crickets are the sandwich snacks filled with crickets.
That's disgusting.
Just remove Hot Crickets from their packaging, pop them in the microwave, and in 2 minutes, you'll have hot, juicy crickets in your mouth.
No. I don't want that.
Come on, give it a bite. Feel that crunch give way to the gooey center. Another satisfied customer.
Hot crickets.
And also try lean crickets with 30% less gooey center.
Yuck.
Now that's obviously a created commercial. However, the story is true. You could see them in the frozen food section in the not too distant future. That's what we do here. We bring you the trends.
I still remember a story a friend of mine told me from the Neshoba County Fair in Mississippi. He saw and they apparently smelled great. It looked like hush puppies.
Uh-huh.
They weren't. They were, and then he tasted them and they were really good. He said, "What are these?" And they were testicles of roosters. Rooster's testicles.
Rocky Mountain oysters,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. They're slightly larger than...
Yeah. Well, that's because those belong to a different animal.
Yeah, so give me crickets any day.
There's a great scene in the Chevy Chase film, Funny Farm.
I haven't seen that.
God,
in
it's been a while. But he's at the local restaurant, and he's like, "Oh, I want some Rocky Mountain oysters?" He's eating the whole plate. He's like, "Oh yeah, they're blah. You got to cut them off high to get the meat."
Gosh, I haven't seen that movie in.
It's been forever.
Years.
I know.
Years. I wish one of my cable channels would run. I'm tired of looking at the same old stuff. Like every 5 minutes, they're running Roadhouse and some other crap.
Roadhouse.
7:44. We got Fox Business. Don't forget this afternoon, right after 5 o'clock, Brant McDonald calls and talks about the money news of the day. What you need to do is talk to Brant about your financial future and get a plan going. Call him at 387-0094.
He just got back from the UK, and I saw him looking all spiffy. He had 11 days in the UK.
Yes, and, you know, he never goes anywhere without taking his business along to some level.
Oh, sure.
So he had seen the stock exchange over there and, you know, did the financial tour that most folks wouldn't take the time to look at. And that's where it all began, man. That's pretty much the origins of the financial universe, London. 7:45.
Work. Pilots are striking discount airline Ryanair today in the peak of the vacation season in Europe. Reuters says the strike is impacting an estimated 55,000 travelers. Though Ryanair has recognized the union representing the pilots, the two sides have not reached a contract agreement. More trouble for Tesla. Its stock skidded again after reports that CEO Elon Musk is being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission for his tweet saying he plans to take the company private. And now tech website The Verge says Tesla's chief vehicle engineer Doug Field is leaving the company for Apple. It's believed Starbucks will launch its popular fall drink pumpkin spice latte before Labor Day. Business Insider says the drink will debut on August 28th. The Dow was down 74 yesterday. NASDAQ added 3. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Can't believe Friday's here.
Awesome! I'll get the white wine.
You can't buy white wine?
Why not? Are you having red meat?
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see, because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases. And, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that'll stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all three floors, because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Ooka shaka, ooka, ooka, ooka shaka, ooka, ooka, ooka
shaka, ooka, ooka, ooka shaka, ooka, ooka. I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Shaka, ooka, ooka. What you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.
What was your reaction the first time you heard that song?
What the hell is that?
Well, yeah. I had liked the B.J. Thomas version, and I was a little taken back by it a little at first.
Neither version, by the way, made that top 100.
Now I feel a little better about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the time I was...
That's a fantastic soundtrack to that movie, by the way. You're playing that from Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's funny how, well, I was thrilled to find out when the most recent one came out that a song I thought deserved a better fate finally got it, that Lakeshore Drive song.
Yeah.
Which song is
that? I have it in here somewhere.
That is a good song.
What song is that?
Lakeshore Drive. It's by some guys I knew in Chicago when I was working with Styx.
Styx!
When are you going to tell us about...
Why we just hearing such now? A long story. I just don't...
Why are we just hearing about it?
It would take a whole show, and nobody wants to hear all that. This song here. And he included it in the last Guardians movie.
Yep.
For whatever other sins he may have committed, that was a great choice. And it tells the story of LSD.
Oh.
Duh. There's a road I'd like to tell you about. Lives in my hometown. Listen to this. Lakeshore Drive and Road is called, and it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to bridges, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way, help you ride on by. With the blue lights shining with a heavenly grace, help you ride on by. Yeah, it's a shame that song never caught. I tried like heck, too.
Was that a regional hit?
It got a lot of play in Chicago and in some of the outlying little towns, but it never tracked nationally at all. And as their part of their management team, I was able to get them a $250 gig at the Ford City Mall.
Oh, boy.
But they had no road equipment, so... They had to play it with acoustic guitars, and it wasn't quite the same. But it did get a crowd out, I will say that. It's 7:52 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Do we want to start a... It's too close to 8 to do a conundrum now, isn't it? Don't you think? Kids?
I don't think so, you're
start it, you know? Get the ball rolling.
The captain, the bus driver.
What if it goes along?
The people we... The guy we look up to. Smartest person in the
room. I call you Cookie.
I think the third one we've done.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I love it. When we get a little call in, we get a little...
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Here's the conundrum.
1, 2, 3.
Should I play a little... Well, like the one is frozen, but we could do this.
Yes.
Time for the conundrum. I'm just talking to 3.1 FM.
3, 4.
I'm going to pose a question, your challenge. Come up with a winning answer at 272-9228. Here is today's conundrum challenge.
All right.
The challenge is try and get that music out of your head now that you've heard it.
Yeah, I get it. Sex.
It's very earwicky.
1, 2, 3.
8 out of 10 people who own a home have one of these. 8 out of 10 people who own a home have one of these. Shall I narrow that with a hint?
Well, I forget.
Wait a minute. Y'all didn't pick the one that I picked.
I forget the answer.
Pee-pee chickens.
We've done that one before.
Yeah, we knew.
This show was around for a while before you joined
us.
It
never existed before.
We did that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, that's a good one.
That... I think we did that one in the what we remember as the era of morning radio here on this channel.
We've done it since I've been here.
Yes. So, 8 out of 10 people who own a home have one of these, and you'll find it on the outside, generally.
Oh.
That's a generous
That's real generous.
Well, we don't want to have to postpone news and views again because we haven't gotten a winner for the conundrum.
Yeah.
So what you can win is a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card if you have the correct answer. And our number's 272-9228. Well, we're queuing up excited callers. Now you, my friend, you've been taking little snipey shots at yourself because you describe yourself like you're a parade float or something as far as your weight. But at Infusion, you might want to talk to Ryan about this the next time you go. I started this yesterday. I'm doing an IV amino acid infusion that's designed specifically to boost metabolism.
Right.
And I'm feeling the benefit already. That's a full board there. The whole thing is designed to help jumpstart your metabolism because after age, I remember telling my doctor, I said, it seems like after you hit 40, your metabolism slows down. And he says, it does. Yeah. That's because it does. Yeah. So that's not your imagination. You're not hallucinating that. It's a fact. Mm-hmm. This is a very natural way to help boost it and get it working so that you can burn what you're eating. Because I do not eat tons of food. I just don't. I'm not saying I eat all healthy stuff, but it would be nice to burn it up a little bit faster than I do. And that's
what, never eat in front of us.
Well, there's half a dozen different IV vitamin solutions. These go directly into your system, and they can explain to you why this is so much more effective than taking or ingesting pills. Plus,
I do both, the Myers cocktail.
Right, and that's what I've been doing for an energy boost, but this is going to boost metabolism, okay. So I'll keep you posted.
Let me know.
Also, get a bottle of glutathione, which, while you're at infusion, they actually add that to the end of the IV experience. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the cryotherapy chamber was busy yesterday, people getting that three-minute benefit of... You stand in this chamber, it's 270, and yes, that sounds mighty cold, and it is. But it sets your body into a natural overdrive to protect yourself, to warm the core.
I almost did yesterday, but don't ever go after Greg, because he's a level 3 guy.
Oh.
But that's the best, man. And by the way, since it jumpstarts your whole circulatory system in your brain, and other very important parts of your body depend on good circulation, you feel great from head to toe. Call Ryan Turner or Lori, the staff at Infusion, 296-1662, to discuss it further. 296-1662. My buddy Mike from our Bomb Hours group is going to try the laser. That's another way to get rid of chronic pain in a very natural way. At Infusion, Cryo and Laser, 296-1662. All right, Charlie, you're first on the conundrum. What is this thing that 8 out of 10 homes have?
Hey, I'm thinking water hose, but I think it's probably...
Oh, is that going to be your answer?
Is that your answer, or are you going somewhere else?
What? Water hose.
Okay, water hose, okay.
Okay. Charlie says, give me water hose. Nope.
Yeah, it's a good answer, though.
Sorry about that. Thanks for trying.
Who's this?
Kathy.
Hey.
Hey, Kathy. What do you think?
How about the attic vents?
Attic vents. That's where my birds like to nest. Yeah, once they start, it's hard to make them go away, too.
Right.
They get into your attic, and they make a lot of racket up there. Not it, but thank you for trying. Have a great weekend. Kyle B.
It's grill.
A grill. That's a good answer.
8 out of 10 homes have a grill somewhere on the outside. Not
the one we're looking for, but that's a good one.
Good guess. It's smaller than a grill. We'll give you that much of a hint.
Okay.
Here's Don.
Well, you said smaller than a grill, so it kind of blows my answer up.
Okay.
I think a lawnmower.
Lawnmower, okay.
8 out of 10 homes have a lawnmower. Not it, but thanks for trying, man. We appreciate it. And by the way, next hour in the Emily segment, somebody's going to win some great stuff just for calling and participating. William B.
Yeah, I was going to guess lawnmower, but I didn't want to hang up and be rude and all that kind of stuff, you know. Because that's not who I am.
No.
Yeah. But you got another answer? By any chance?
No, I'm drawing a blank on that. Sorry.
All right. Okay.
Well, we appreciate the call. And have a good weekend, my friend.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Deborah.
Yes.
Hi.
What do you think this is that 8 out of 10 homes have one on the outside?
I think it's a dog.
A dog?
A doggy. We have air-conditioned dogs. That is not